you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Titus chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. He saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. That was Titus 3, verses 5 through 7.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. May you, through our broadcast, through relationships around the home, the neighborhood, feel God's love so that you can fulfill your role in Him by extending His love to all those you come in contact with as you go. When Jesus said, go into all the world, that's all your world. That's the grocery store. That's the neighbor's home. That's to and fro, wherever you go, as you go, lift high the name of Jesus. And today, especially on Valentine's Day, spread the love. Well, I have two guests in the studio with me. One spreads the love through coffee. I call him Mr. Coffee. Tom Hay is joining us for the first time. He has a bit of a radio background and has helped out with musicians and concerts and done sound for a number of years. He has a coffee business, and he's been on my short list to come into the studio at some point and talk about how his coffee ministry is touching lives throughout the Springfield area. My wife has ordered up some of his coffee, as has a number of the BMIC guys. And at Doug's monthly Christian business luncheon, many people order it. So I guess it's really good. It's representing many countries throughout the world. I'll have him sometime talk about that. But he joins me in the studio, as does Doug Reihard. He's one of our board members, very active in men's ministries and a number of ministries, however he can be used of the Lord. I call him Mr. Connection Maker because he knows a lot of people, and he's always trying to further kingdom causes through networking, encouraging people to expand the borders of what God's doing in and around Springfield. So joining me is Tom Hay and Doug Reihard, and we're going to focus on a men's retreat that's coming up in a few weeks, and you need to get your registrations in. So you might be saying, another men's discussion? Because on Monday you had Tom Cheshire and Chris Harper in, and they talked about the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference coming March 16th. But yesterday, if you listened in, Dawn Huddleston shared some of her testimony and faith journey. So we're balancing it out, sometimes men, sometimes women. And you've heard me talk about the upcoming Pastor's Wives Special Gathering. We're calling it the First Lady Ministry. That's where we want to gather pastors' wives and pour into them, encourage, equip, empower them in their high calling. Many times it's very lonely to be a pastor's wife, and many times it's very, very lonely to be the pastor, but we want to pour into these women, and we're working throughout the Springfield area to bring these first ladies together and bless them with speakers each and every month, and we have a proposed date in April. More to say about that, but we have men's ministries that we want to promote, women's ministries we want to promote, children's ministries, choirs, all sorts of things going on. But Doug, I know there's some exciting things happening on Friday, February 23rd, and Saturday, February 24th. So just about 10 or so days away. What if God wrote your bucket list? Tell me about it.
Well, it's a local event, and we believe you could go to St. Louis or Chicago and not find a better one. Mm. Our purpose is to draw men together, and so all men are invited to this. I have a great location. If you're familiar with Lake Springfield Christian Assembly Camp, wonderful facilities. The address is 1674 Lick Creek Lane. But if you want more details, just go to our website, businessmeninchrist.com. We'll soon be celebrating our 21st year of doing local ministry here in Springfield. And by the way, Mark, we love WLUJ. We're glad for everyone to tune in their radios to 89.7 and be blessed by all the wonderful work that you do for our community here.
Well, that's part of our outreach. However, we can partner with other ministries or further God's mm-hmm. kingdom purposes. And I've attended this retreat the last few years, have loved it, because not only do you get great Bible teaching, and Bernie and you and the committee always looks for people that can pour into men, that have a biblical mm-hmm. worldview, that are rock solid in their faith, and then bring a topic that'll touch us or challenge us. And so talk a little about what happens Friday night, and it's very specific. There's times you get there, there's times it ends, so it doesn't just go on, and there's food involved and meals and fellowship, and so then it's also from 8 to 11:30 on Saturday. But walk us through the program.
We got the agenda all set, and we're ready to rock and roll. Friday evening, I'd like people to start showing up about 5:30 to register and get checked in, get a name tag, and then we're going to serve a wonderful dinner at the camp cafeteria there, and also have worship music. Levi Vincent, mm-hmm. a wonderful young man here in our community, will be providing the worship music. And then after that, we have a nationally known speaker, a wonderful God-loving servant, and Jay Payleitner has written several books, and he has a message to bring to the men that are able to be with us. Part of it, one aspect of it, is conflict resolution. So who wouldn't be blessed by learning better ways to work with family and friends and businesses and whatever, and just get things resolved in a godly way and be able to have peace and joy because of interacting with people in a proper manner. And so we're really excited about Jay Payleitner being our speaker and coming down from Chicago. In addition to that, we have several local pastors that will be on hand, and they will be manning a chapel that if anyone feels that they'd like to pray about something or have someone pray for them, and most of all, just being around other like-minded men from all areas of Springfield and some beyond that.
Yeah, this retreat leader, Jay, I had him on last year, and he was also attending Iron Sharpens Iron Conference, and he's written like 20 different books. He's been on Focus on the Family. He was a high-powered interview. He sat down, I released him, and I think 20 minutes later, he came up for air. But he's entertaining, he's sharp, he's fun, he's thoughtful, God-honoring material. So men, if you don't have plans, or if you have plans, break them and change them to joining us on Friday, February 23rd, basically 6 to 9:30, and then Saturday, February 24th, 8 to 11:30. So it'll still give you the rest of the afternoon on Saturday to go about working on that honey-do list or other practical things that you need to do around the home or your business. But to register and to find out more, where should we direct them, Doug?
Well, the best place is to go to our website. That would be businessmeninchrist.com. And you can navigate that and find all the previous speakers that we've had for our monthly breakfast meeting. I'll tell you more about that in a moment and get the details of our men's retreat. And we always put an offer that if a man is really double booked or having a very busy schedule, you're welcome to come late and or leave early. It's just a matter that we would love for men to come together and get acquainted with more people in the community. Once again, there will be several pastors within our audience and a lot of lay leaders. And there will be some people that are just there curious. Maybe they haven't really committed their life and confessed their sins and would like a fresh start, would like to find out what the peace and the joy and the love and the benefit of being a Jesus follower. Mm-hmm. And if you're not ready for that, well, just come and look at a few other people and see how it's working for them.
And I know the last 2 years that I've attended, some maybe can only make it Friday night or Saturday or a portion of each day, but it's well worth it. You're going to enjoy it. It's great food. I was amazed at how tasty and the amounts and all the people that showed up and the great worship time, the speakers. But this theme, what if God wrote your bucket list? I want you to talk a little more about that, Doug. But first, Tom, you've attended these. You've been involved in BMIC. You are one of those free agents for Jesus helping out. I know you help with young kids and you make meals and you feed people. Why would you encourage men to attend this retreat on February 23rd and 24th?
It's an amazing, amazing time to get together with other men. A lot of times we have our wives and we're gathered together in couples or whatever, and the kids are there. But this is a chance to get together with just a group of men, and men are needing to be leaders. It's a great time to gather together with other men and learn about the Lord. One of the things that's going to be talked about is conflict resolution, right? Conflict resolution can help anybody in any situation. You get something out of it, but you're able to then take that information and pass it on to others.
Tom, you also attend the monthly BMIC gathering where it's always hard, Doug, to figure out, do you say it's a breakfast or it's a lunch, because it's a full spread of pizza and salad and some breakfast foods and just about anything you want, but you usually eat around 10 o'clock. But the gathering begins at 8 in the morning. I know I've seen you there, Tom, a bunch of times. Why do you attend that?
Well, besides the Pizza Ranch is great food, they also have chicken. Their chicken's marvelous.
That's right, that's right.
But I always get something out of Bernie's...
Bernie's Blast.
Bernie, the BMIC Blast, yes. And then also we always have a good speaker each month, and I always learn something from that. And you can get on the website and go back and re-watch and learn from those archives. So I just love going to these. The breakfast is good, but the ministry and the Bible teaching is first.
And that was this past Saturday, so the next one will be in March. It's always on the second Saturday of each month. And Doug, is it important for guys to be on their own island alone without engaging others? What do you always plug it every time I've seen you? It's not good for guys to be...
Isolation is not a good thing. So if a gentleman is so busy with his business or so busy with his hobbies or so busy with small children or older parents or whatever it might be, a guy can be so wrapped up in those sort of things. So just to be able to come and be around other men that maybe have experienced where they're headed, maybe they have the opportunity to find someone to walk down that road with them. But to be isolated, that's a very dangerous, that's a very unfortunate thing. So we're just very candid about our faith and love for Jesus Christ. We believe that the Bible is the truth, and we encourage men to spend more time in the Bible and find out for yourself how things work and what you could be blessed by. Well, Businessmen in Christ, 20 and a half years, and we sing the same song. We talk about our purpose and why we're here, and it's three things. We focus on discipleship, outreach, and service. So just being around other men, maybe sharing what life has brought to you, what Bible verses have saved you, have guided you, have made things better for you and your family and those around you. And if you learn from a godly man who's already been there, once again, there's a lot of pastors involved that come to our meetings every month. It's just a good thing. And then outreach is a situation that we all need to be involved in. You have a neighbor, you have a relative, you have a coworker, and they need for you to outreach to them. Invite them to a cup of coffee. Just have a conversation with them. Instead of talking about the weather or the Kansas City Chiefs, go Kansas City, how about that? And then, just realize that that outreach to them gives you a chance to be serving the Lord. And James talks about service, you know, and basically says either you do or you don't. You know, either you're going to serve or you're not. And if we get a little isolated, we oftentimes get a little bit where things are about us, and before long you got a pity party and poor old me, and it just seems like the devil is cheering in the stands and he's so happy that you're so sad. But by sharing your faith with one another, by searching the scriptures, by being able to relate with people, talk to them on a candid level and open your heart and pray for people, what a wonderful change in your life that you can experience with that. Amen? Absolutely.
Amen. Listening friend, especially you men, find out more at businessmeninchrist.com, businessmeninchrist.com. So that monthly breakfast / lunch with the speaker starting at 8 a.m. is in Springfield, always on the second Saturday of every month. It's been going on for years. I drive in from the Champaign-Urbana area because it's well worth my time. And many of my speakers and future guests during Mark and Friends have come from some of the men I've met
or the speakers that have presented. They always have gifted, God-honoring speakers each and every time, that once a month, the second Saturday. But what's coming up in about 10 days is a special BMIC Men's Retreat, Businessmen in Christ Retreat. Now, you don't have to be in business. What is it? It's not Businessmen in Christ. It's
Men in the Business of Christ.
I'll get that down.
Yeah, all men are welcome.
All men are welcome. You can be retired. You can have it as a father-son weekend together. It's coming up Friday night, February 23rd, 6 to 9:30, and then Saturday, February 24th, 8 a.m. to 11:30. It'll be done right around 11:30. They're pretty sharp and prompt on their time. It'll be filled with fellowship, interesting speakers. This Jay Payleitner, he's a national speaker, as mentioned. He's been on Focus on the Family. He's written many, many books. I interviewed him last year. Totally delighting him. Men, you're going to be encouraged and blessed by what he has to share and say. It's happening at Lake Springfield Christian Assembly Camp in Chatham, Illinois. Great area. It's multi-purpose room. Great food. We all sit together in cafeteria style, but it's great with the accommodations that are made. You're going to enjoy it.
And there'll be some really good coffee.
Really good coffee from Mr. Coffee. And what's the cost? Or actually, it's kind of like an offering that you would desire to recoup.
Mark, thank you for asking that. We would ask for a donation of $25, but we have several sponsors that have donated $150. And so if anybody would like to have a scholarship and a free entry, come on down, because you'll be more than welcome. And we're very blessed to be able to put this event on. The agenda has got just so many wonderful things. Pastor Stan Summer is going to be one of our prayer leaders. A shout out to Jim Vetter, who's the director of service for Businessmen in Christ. I'll be doing a prayer to bring in one of the speakers there. Creighton Burrell, fine young man's our new director of outreach. Pastor Mac Dalton is invited and will bring some men from his church. We have a chaplain. That would be Nate Randall. Mm-hmm. And then we have a president. Oh, we can't brag on Bernie Lutchman near enough. Everybody loves Bernie, and for good reason. He's just so dedicated to what he's doing. And I certainly want to say a happy Valentine's Day to everybody, especially to my sweetie. Mm-hmm. Hi, Susan. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Husbandry 101, you passed. Very good. Happy Valentine's Day, Holly. We many times celebrate it the day after when they reduce all the prices on everything, and then we go and get a good bargain. But find out more about this great retreat that's coming up, or maybe you can't make it on February 23rd and 24th, but you're looking forward to that March gathering. Find out more at businessmeninchrist.com. businessmeninchrist.com. Now, the theme of this retreat, this two-day retreat, is what if God wrote your bucket list? Tell me about that.
Well, just let that settle in your mind for a little bit. What if God wrote your bucket list? If your relationship with Him, if your walk with Him, the things that you are going to experience, the things that's going to make your life the greatest and the best that it could be, and to have God work with you on what's important and what's enjoyable. It's going to be an invitation, Mark, for people to just be closer to Jesus and to live life with Him. I want to shout out also to our Thursday, every Thursday, 7:30 a.m. men's Bible study program. And we meet for an hour and we say, well, we read the Bible together, but we also live the Bible together. Mm-hmm. So many times we take men out of our Bible study. They volunteer their time and effort, and we go out and do service projects. And so if someone's in a tough circumstance, they need a little bit of help, that's our purpose for being. And you can, again, contact us through our website and come get to know some of the guys, the organization, the people that are behind this and growing, and we're having a wonderful time.
And Doug, talk a little about your once a month Christian business gathering where we have lunch together and everyone gets to network and you get to find, oh, there's a Christian banker, there's a Christian realtor, there's a Christian business owner, and we connect for about an hour.
Yeah, Businessmen in Christ has a little sister. We started another organization called Christian Business Network. And the purpose is very simple. We want to support one another and local charities.
and just try to provide referrals and encouragement. And it's better to know people. You know, things are better together.
Mm-hmm. And to know that they're faithful followers of Jesus, so mm-hmm. you would trust that they have integrity and a good product and a good price, and they want to work with you and do it to God's glory. I've enjoyed so many times meeting these men and women that love the Lord and represent different businesses, that if you're looking for somebody that does roofing or whatever, and wow, there's a Christian roofer, or somebody that works with seniors, wow, there's a great guy, T, and you need somebody that does mortgages or loans or property assessments or all the different facets. And then there's some other ministry guys that are involved with international students. And so it's fun to gather. And that's usually
third Thursday.
And that's on a Thursday in each and every month. And Doug sends out a nice reminder. So lots going on.
By the way, our next meeting is February 15th. So that'll be tomorrow.
Yep, I'll be back.
12 o'clock noon to 1 o'clock. And it's at Businessmen in Christ World Headquarters.
The World Headquarters,
yeah,
mind you.
Yeah. 901 South Spring Street. If anybody has any questions, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. You could call me at 217-622-6832. And I'm very thankful for all people that listen to WOUJ mm-hmm. and support the station with their thoughts, prayers, and their gifts, because it is a great blessing to our community to mm-hmm. have you and the work that the station does mm-hmm. here.
Amen. Well, listening friend, I hope you'll take to heart some of the things that have been shared today. God delights in all of you, men, women, boys, girls. He has a plan and purpose to be lived out in your life today as you faithfully follow Him, as you ask Him to have the Holy Spirit lead and guide you, and as you lift high the name of Jesus. That's what we're about. And you can find out more about this upcoming men's retreat, or as we mentioned, the Thursday luncheon that happens each and every month, or the breakfast luncheon for the BMIC guys on Saturday. Find out more at businessmeninchrist.com, businessmeninchrist.com. Well, we had our director of development to my left. He's sitting in observing everything, praying up the program, and busy about calling people and strategizing and brainstorming on how we can extend this radio ministry in a lot of different ways into many communities. And we would covet, we would appreciate, we count on your prayers. So thank you for praying up this ministry, and thank you for participating. Listen to some of our discussions. We want to reach men for Christ. We want to reach women for Christ, and boys and girls, and people of all ages. And your support, your prayers make a difference. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Doug Reihard, and Tom Hay with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.